Matt Yonkel is the founder of Murphy, a nationally known music website based in Madison. He's an advocate for startups, and as more and more companies like his get off the ground, Yonkel says there is a growing number of people who see value in keeping their companies in the Midwest instead of relocating them to the coasts.
I think there's a stronger sense of commitment to the company that you work for in the Midwest versus what I've seen on the coasts. That's a huge advantage to have minimal turnover among core staff.
The state does not keep specific data on how many startups are created each year, but according to the Kauffman Index of Entrepreneurial Activity, the state moved up 9 spots on a national index for new entrepreneurial ventures from 2010 to 2011. Joe Kurgis is a co-founder for the Wisconsin-based business accelerator Generator, which was launched in January. So far, Generator has worked with 8 Wisconsin-based companies to raise capital from outside the state, one of which moved here from Colorado. He says the local business community is increasingly supportive.
I think that communities in Wisconsin are becoming more supportive of startup communities. And the reason is this increasing awareness that as some of the older, more established companies move along, that they need this well of creativity and innovation to build the new jobs in our community.
Most venture capital investors still operate from the coasts, which Kurgis says is the biggest challenge facing Wisconsin-based startups. He says the state needs to find a way to make itself more attractive to venture capitalists so companies started here can stay here. Lindsay Moon, Wisconsin Public Radio.